You did it. When the streams were beginning to flow, you insisted on poking your head through into unpronounceable stuff. Come up here, sweet love. I'm going to sing. I'm not preaching here. It's too much to say for tonight. It's beautiful. I see the theme here. The theme is understanding our incarnate state.
Yes.
That's the theme. Reincarnating, I'm not too interested in. I'm interested in incarnating. Woo!
That's now.
You have to do it over again means you messed it up the first time. Let's not do that.
Now.
We don't want to.
Well, I'm okay with that. If you have to do it, I'm okay with recycling, but why not do it right? That's plan B. Recycling's plan B. Oh, but hey, I'm not opposed to it. I don't think I'm opposed to anything. Do you know anything I'm opposed to? All right, we want to sing a couple of choruses that really underscore some of the things that have already been said here. And as Carolyn received this, I don't know, you want to say something about it? You're more than you know? You want to just sing it?
Well, I just want to say I had an experience that Gary was talking about some years ago. I was getting ready to go on a trip, and I said, you know, I just don't feel at peace. Can I just take a walk before we go? So he said, go for it. So I started walking and I started praying. We had bald tires at the time. And I just said, oh God, I just ask that you just cover every tire and you know, open hearts. And, you know, and I just was praying. And I heard in the background, he started speaking to me. He says, you're more than you know. I'm like, never mind that. I've got to pray. Like Gary said, you know, you got to pray. No, you just have to listen. And then I began to listen, and I heard him, or that which I am, sing through me, to me.
Amen.
This is the song that I heard.
Now, see, it's impossible for you to fully incarnate. It's not that you're not here. You are experiencing a measure of incarnation.
Yes, absolutely.
But you haven't owned it. It's your guilt and shame that keeps you from owning it. It's the awareness of your greatness that Gary was pushing us towards.
Mm-hmm.
Not someday you're going to be a great glorious being. No, the great glorious being that you are and the awareness of it will, but you can only incarnate if you know that's what you're meant to do. An incarnate process and being had to be validated. And that's what you did, Gary. You validated, and of course Jesus, that's what he did. He validated your physical existence.
Yes, yes.
That's too much. You know, that's a whole book right there in a few words. But the vibration of it's in this song. Well, you're more than you know. You're more than what you see. You're bigger than this flesh you're in and all that's in between. Oh, yes, you're great and you're wonderful, all things under feet. Now walk in this knowing and never claim defeat. Oh, yes, you're more than you know. You're more than what you see. You're bigger than this flesh you're in and all that's in between. Oh yes, you're great and you're wonderful, all things under feet. Now walk in this knowing and never claim defeat. Now to own it, I always switch to tense. Well, I'm more than I know, I'm more than what I see. I'm bigger than this flesh I'm in and all that's in between. Oh yes, I'm great and I'm wonderful, all things under feet. Oh, I'll walk in this knowing and never claim defeat. You know, you have to claim defeat. You know that, don't you? You're the only one that can say, I can't do this. Everybody else is saying, you can't do it. It's not effective.
That's right.
The only thing that's effective is saying, I can't do it. That's how much God power you have.
Right.
You say you can't do it, you spoke it into being right there.
That's right.
Now here's another. I want Carolyn to... I love this one. She goes for a walk. And a pair of dimes. She found a pair of dimes. She didn't know about a pair of dimes. How does that go?
A pair of dimes.
Four nickels.
Two sets of nickels.
She didn't know about two sets of nickels. We're not from Georgia. We're from Oklahoma. They don't know about two sets of nickels in Oklahoma either. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. One of my other walks.
Yeah, I love it.
Things happen on my walk.
I know why I came here. I came here to walk out with you. All right. This is wonderful stuff. All right. Did you do it?
Yes. I was walking and this song again came through me, to me. But what I was so aware of with this song is I was aware of the Elohim. And there are those on the other side that have spoken to me. And they are so much longing for us to break through and make this a reality. They've given their lives. Some have incarnated, some haven't. Mm-hmm. And they're wanting us to truly be here.
Yes.
And they're working like overtime in situations in each one of your lives to help you deal with the fear and the doubt and feeling you're not good enough. And all of those feelings are keeping you from truly being the divine being that you are. And like Gary says, it takes love. It takes loving others. Certain fears that I had, I found out that God would just put me with people that had the same fears. And as I loved them through their fear, I was released through mine. So it is through the power of love.
Yes.
Because we all share our oneness in spirit, but we share our oneness in humanity, right? We all know what it feels like to be not good enough or afraid or insecure or not measuring up or intelligent enough. We all know those feelings, right? So I can be one with you in that. We might have a greater or lesser degree, but anyways, I can't talk anymore. But I felt them. I felt them. And they sang through me, and I didn't even know. I didn't even understand. Like Gary says, I'm not very educated. Rokas is very educated. But I have these experiences, and he can come through me and through me because I have desire.
Yes.
And when I came into this building tonight, I felt desire.
Yes.
I felt desire in these people. And because you have this desire, it's coming.
Hallelujah.
It's coming. It's here.
It's here.
Amen. It's so wonderful.
Glory.
So this is like kind of a little ditty song.
You
couldn't play it, guys. But it's an experience, right? Leaving the old paradigms,
creating a new dimension in time. You like that? Who's creating a new dimension in time?
We are.
What aspect of your being is doing this? The one that's sleeping or the one that's awakening? Both of them.
Let's
from the
breathe.
Beginning.
Okay.
Sorry.
A little bit of a cold.
Interrupt the song. Can't do that.
I know.
Come
I guess that's
going
to be.
Sing the song. But I got to restrain. I will restrain myself. I promise you. We'll just sing.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Let's do it. Whatever.
The truth is so wonderful here tonight. Where is it? Where's that musician?
Which
one? The one at the end. All of them are wonderful.
Awesome. All of them.
Yeah, you were wonderful.
Yes.
You just persisted. You went there and you took us. Eventually, we came with you.
Yes.
And you didn't quit just because we didn't come in the first note.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's
power to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. And that other young man. There he is back there.
Yeah, there he is.
Come on.
Yeah.
Passion. All right. From the big start.
Leaving
the old paradise.
Leaving the old paradigms. Creating a new dimension in time. Let's leave the old behind and bring in the new. Make no mistake, this is what it will take. Walk over to your cliff.
Have you found it yet?
And learn to fly. Show you how. Many await for you to make a breakthrough. Come on, let's make a breakthrough.
Leaving the old paradigm, creating a new dimension in time. Let's leave the old behind and bring in the new. Make no mistake, this is what it will take.
Walk over to your cliff and learn to learn.
Come on
with me now, I will show you how. Many await for you to make the breakthrough. Come on, let's make the breakthrough.
This weekend. If you request it, is a love song. How's it
now that I know you?
Now that I know
you. Is that
you.
What the one you
So if you want to, and if you just want to touch somebody next to you, you want to hold someone's hand.
Well, say about
This is how it came. We were in this beautiful meeting, and the oneness, right? We understand. I don't know how fully we understand it, but you call yourself the one source. How can the source be one unless we are one?
That's right, man.
There is only the one.
That's right.
Multiplied in a multitude and multiplicity, a plethora of experience,
right.
He created for the fulfillment of its own being. Right?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can say those. If you can say it, you're beginning to have a measure of understanding.
Yeah.
Right? And each one of us says it in slightly different ways. And that's what's making this so beautiful, right?
Yes.
Well, we were in this meeting and we were so aware of the oneness. And Carol and I were sitting right in front, just like we were. And I had this thing moving in me and I got up to the front. And I said, for this cause. And just as I was saying it, she was saying it in her heart. And then she saw me up there saying, we were both experiencing this. For this cause shall a man leave father and mother. And I understood immediately what that was. All that has ever given you form.
Mm-hmm.
All that has attached itself to you because it gave you form and you're married to it.
Yes.
And the most physical expression of it is your father and your mother.
Yes.
Right? You look like them, you feel like them, you inherit from them, you got their clothes. I mean, they rule, govern you, they're God. I mean, this whole earth experience is of being a child and a parent is typical, but it's much, 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 much bigger than that. Because there's many degrees of form, not just physical. I got to sing.
Okay, good.
But it says, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So there's an experience of oneness in our flesh that's being created, that couldn't be created in any other realm, right? So, we went to bed that night, and we were wondering about this. I was, God, this is so wonderful, this experience, to understand that scripture. And in the middle of the night, I sat up, and this song came through me. It is so beautiful, and we tried to sing it the next day, and to have much effect. Well, I know it's much larger. It's something that we're experiencing together all the time. Mm-hmm. Now that I know you, I can't be without you.
Now that I've seen you.
Now that I've seen you.
You're always on my mind.
You're always on my mind.
Now that I've touched you.
Now that I've touched you.
I will always be with you.
I will always be with you.
It's happening to us right now. Can you feel it?
And now that I
Goodness. Oh.